Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I have had so many wonderful opportunities in my career to work and host. And I earned them. I mean, I busted my butt to get them. But I have hosted pregame shows. I've gotten to do reports on interviews with people that I never imagined. I have had a chance to sit at this chair for better than two decades doing sports to the max. I have been at WCCO-TV, Midwest Sports Channel, you know, the sports show, the CW, Sid Hartman and Pat Royce and Dark Star. For 20 years we did that show. And then, you know, do the spots with Dave Lee in the morning. Speaking engagements, just wonderful opportunities. And each time that I get a new opportunity, I have a list that I keep, and I just put a check mark next to it. And, you know, first time I went to spring training, covered the Twins for a long time, put a check mark by it, Twins to spring training. First time I went to a Super Bowl and covered it, just a little check mark, Super Bowl. Final Four, last year when it was here again, you know, check mark, Final Four, all those things. And it's a way that I think we should all do business in life, because it makes you aware of what you've done. We're always so consumed with where we're going. You have to slow down and understand where you've been to understand where you're going, okay? And what this allows me to do is to, and when you put pen to paper, it's powerful, because you see it. There's a visual. There's an optic that goes with it. And you say, that's right, I did do that. And when times get tough sometimes, you pull that out and you say, times might be tough now, but look at this list. Look at this bucket list, whatever you want to call it, where you've checked the boxes on all these different things. Been to the White House. All kinds of different things I've had a chance to do. And I'm running out of boxes that I'm running out of boxes to check, because there's only so many things in your career that you will have an opportunity to do. And I understand that it's not really infinite. It's more finite than that. And there are only so many, especially if I just stay in Minnesota for my whole career, as of now, it looks like I will, but who knows? But there's only so many different things, so many different ways to skin the cat, and so many things that you can do. And every time you check one of those boxes, you realize that that's one less thing to look forward to conquer, to make as a goal. You know, because it's kind of a goal-setting thing, too. You do it and you say, boy, I can check that one off the list. I set the goal. I got to do it, and I can check that one off the list. And it's powerful to do that, and to see it in front of you. You know, I've never done play by play, but I never wanted to do play by play. I knew I would never be good at play by play, so I never wanted to do play by play. I've sat in once with Alan Horton, did color commentary for an NBA game. It was just kind of a promotional thing for WCCO Radio. But boom, check the box, right? Worked with Alan Horton, do an NBA game. There you go. And so you do realize that there's only so many boxes you can really check. And it feels good each time that you do, because you know it. You know, there's a part of you that says, okay, I'm getting older, another box checked. But there's another part of you that says, okay, when I get done with this, that's one regret I won't have, because I did that. I did that, and no one can take it away from me. No one. Doesn't matter what they say about me, what they think about me. Doesn't matter. You can't take that away from me, because I did it. And it's indisputable. Tonight, I have the opportunity to check one more box. And it's especially gratifying when you get to check a box that you'd never really thought in your career you'd get a chance to do. Some things they're out there and you think it's feasible and it's reasonable to expect, even if you don't have a timeline on it, that at some point in time you're going to get to do this, whatever this is, fill in the blank. And then there are those unexpected where you didn't see it coming and you go, whoa, this is like gravy. This is a bonus that I can put down on that list and check it off. And I didn't know, but I guess I had no reason to think that it would be possible, but it just kind of, things came together in right place at right time and all those things. Tonight I have that opportunity. For tonight I am allowed, for the first time in my career, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't see this coming, to check the box next to post-game census show. I have never in my career been allowed the opportunity to do a post-game after a census show. But tonight, I am allowed that opportunity. Oh, you can make fun. You can have fun with it. You can say, well, it all adds up, right? You've been in the business long enough. You make the funny quirks like that. And, oh, yeah, make fun of it. I've never had a chance to do that. And if I get a little emotional, on top of that, they held the census show at my alma mater, Hamlin. You know, you talk about the stars being aligned and coming together. I went to Hamlin for 4 years. I never in the entirety of my 4 years knew that they had a census class. I know what you're going to say. It all makes census. I never knew that. And tonight the professor talked about how the kids see the census and their viewpoints on it. And even at my wonderful alma mater, there's nothing that I enjoy more than being told by college students how we should live our lives. That's invigorating. You know, take one class and boom. And so tonight is, I ask you to celebrate with me, I guess, because these are things I realize now, the older that I get, that these are things to be shared. And when they told me initially, you know, I got to tell you, when they said you don't have to be on until 7 o'clock on Thursday night, I was a little concerned at first. I didn't realize at that point in time that we were going to have a census show beforehand. And all of a sudden, it all comes together, right? And I pull out that piece of paper. And to check the... How do you spell... Is census with the C or an S?
C-E-N-S-U-S.
I thought that's what it was. Good. Good. And put it down and check the box, man. And to hear that lively discussion and... you know, there's nothing like it, is there? Every 10 years, we get to do a good old-fashioned census. And to be a – look, I'm a small part of it. I get that, right? I wasn't on the stage. I didn't get invited. Even as an alum, I didn't get invited over. I thought maybe since I work at CCO and we're carrying it and I – you know, and I don't want to overreach here. I don't want to ask for too much. I'm happy with the piece of pie that I got. But it would have been at least nice if Blois or some of the folks over there would have maybe put two and two together and thought, well, this is part of Mike's time slot, and he went to Hamlin. Maybe he can offer us something on the census, and maybe we can run some numbers by him. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what my role would have been. So I'm speaking out of school, and I shouldn't speak off the cuff like this, because. I didn't have a plan in place. This all came really from nowhere, and it's just like, whoa, man, just ride the gravy train, right? If I get to be part of the post game as opposed to the main show, that's okay. But I will say this. I will say this. I was already thinking about this today. If God be willing, I'm still working here 10 years from now, I will put it in my contract that I get to be, maybe it's a small part, maybe I just get to ask 2-3 questions. But that would be kind of a natural progression. Post-game show tonight, 10 years from now, maybe I can sit at the table. Now, I don't even have to sit at the table, you know. I can just have Blois say, Mike Max, do you have any thoughts on the census? And I give him a paragraph, right? Something about, you know, it's important and, you know, we need to know, we need to be on top of this stuff and, There's always, you know, we just have to take pause and see where we're at. And maybe I could just contribute in that way. You know, maybe nothing more than reinforcing that it's important that we know how many people there are. And maybe that's just it, you know. I just say, hey, it's really important that we know how many people there are out there. And then I just exit the stage. I don't know. But, you know, and I didn't know this. I would have had it in my contract. I would have tried to get it in my contract this time, but I didn't know we were going to do the census show. And, you know, I should have looked at the calendar and said, hey, my contract's still going on during 2020. There's no reason that I couldn't be a part of this, you know, assuming. And quite frankly, I kind of forgot that this would be I didn't know we'd do it this early in 2020. And all of a sudden, boom, you're there. So I appreciate you joining me for the 2020 census postgame show. And we will try to keep you updated as best we see it. I mean, I don't like to plan too far. I don't like to pretend, but another decade is going to fly by. You know how that goes. And when it does, this time I'm going to be ready. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.